Tubor Ehrlich joins us from Voice Whakarongo Mai. Now, that's a national advocacy agency for care and experienced children and young people. Tomorrow, they are these young leaders from across the country are attending a summit in Wellington before making their way to Parliament to deliver a petition calling for urgency to ensure the basic human rights of children and young people in care are upheld. The summit and the subsequent e-call and petition delivery is part of Voice Whakarongo Mai's campaign, You Promised, Now Deliver. Tupua Ehrlich is from Voice Whakarongo Mai. He's with us now. Thank you for joining us again on the program. Tupua, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe. Thank you very much.
You've been a great advocate here, and drifting back through your presentations to abuse in care, the Royal Commission of Inquiry, and it's very sobering to realise the reality for you as a young guy, Tupua. I take my hat off to you for your willingness to share not just your own personal experience, but to go into bat for others. Can you explain this campaign, please, brother? You promised, now deliver. Our listeners might not be familiar with this. Can you share the backdrop to it for them, please?
Yeah, sure. So in the previous election cycle, we ran a campaign called Six Promises for 6,000. At the time, that's how many tamaki rangatahi were under the care of the state in Aotearoa. And these six promises were developed by young people that were in care. So we asked the question, you know, what is one thing the government could have done that really would have made a meaningful, positive change in your journey? And these are, you know, these are nothing highly aspirational. And actually, these are the basics. These are the basic rights that are guaranteed by, you know, the United Nations Conventions on the Rights of the Child. These are things like access to healthcare when needed, you know, connection to family, whakapapa, and all that sort of stuff. And so basically, this time around, at that time, we got only one signature, and that was from the Green Party. The rest claimed that they were already meeting those promises. And this time it's saying, well, you promised, now deliver. We know that since the previous election cycle, things have not improved for our whānau in care. We know that they are having lifelong consequences of the way they're being treated. You know, trauma is something that shows itself in many different ways. We've got a lot of whānau that are not going on to live happy or healthy lives. You know, a lot of that trauma, it's a lifetime sentence, and that's a sentence that's been dished out by the Crown.
We feel for those who are still in care. How have you been able to make contact with them and talk about their realities?
We have a really strong network of care experienced young people all over the motu. So Voice Whakarongo Mai, we have regional youth councils, and these are representatives of their regions, you know, that have made it out of the care system, some still in care. And we just provide that environment where they are able to connect, they're able to open up, because this is a movement that has been started by people who have experienced the things that they have. So they can relate to us. They know that we are here and we're for them. It's one of the hardest things is to get people to open up. But when you bring people with similar experiences together, you'd be amazed at how powerful that kōrero is.
There tends to be a trend when we think of kids in care. I think many might confuse the situation with youth justice facilities. That's not necessarily the case, because in your circumstances, you were put into, some sort of foster care arrangement, and that didn't pan out real well, as I'm aware, Tupua. But do you think that there's a misguided perception that we're talking about youth justice facilities, and that's not necessarily the case?
Well, it is part the case. I mean, if you look at quite a high number of young people start their journey in the care and protection system. So, you know, Oranga Tamariki having the two functions, care and protection and youth justice. A lot of the young people they pick up are removed from what are deemed to be unsafe environments. And the treatment of the Crown, the lack of supports, lead to, and I'm not making excuses at all for offending, but it leads to a pattern of that sort of behaviour. So, you know, again, it's children that have not been loved, they've not been cared for, not been kept safe. And you know, the reality is that as a society, we have allowed this to happen for generations. And I know a lot of the young fellas I meet growing up, Because alternative education centre, these were smart fellas. You know, just the way they were treated, they had very short fuses, lack of support, and that ends up in criminal behaviour. So what do we do then? Rather than address the underlying needs, the trauma, the separation from whānau, the isolation, we just lock them up and say, oh, that'll be all right. And, you know, by the time they're 17, they'll be fine. As long as we raise children in prison-like environments, we should not be sitting back and expecting them to turn out fine and contributing members of society, because we as a society can't have that problem.
Tēnā koe, thank you. Look, successive governments, it would seem, Tupua, have committed to the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child and other international agreements to uphold the rights of tamariki and care. But what are the key commitments that are not being upheld, Tupua?
You know, that's one thing that I've really been thinking about lately, is what value is the UN when member states cannot meet the ratified agreements? You know, we've talked about children's rights.
Oh, we've just lost you there. Oh, sorry, Tupua. No, Tupua, you're back now.
What value does the United Nations hold when a member state can breach these rights so badly and suffer no consequences as a result?
Listen, all the best for drawing attention to this kaupapa. Obviously, we're in the back end of one electoral cycle and moving into another. There could be a change of government. How important is it that the messages you want those with the potential to address shortcomings here, the timing of this particular campaign, is that deliberate to coincide with this election cycle, or is it to fire a shot across the bows of anyone who wants to take up the reins of power that your mahi is ongoing and your sharp focus will continue?
Yeah, and you know, something I'd add is that we're not starting this at all. This was started years and years ago, you know, generations ago. But you know, we're just joining that battle with the younger generation. And the key message here is that whoever takes power of this country and ends up in government, every child under state care, you have parental obligations to them. Now, the government loves to tell people what to do, yet they're not too good at doing that themselves. So this is a reminder that when you step into those positions of power, you have an obligation to listen and ensure that our taonga are safe under your care.
Tēnā koe. You're a wonderful spokesperson, Tupua, for this kaupapa. How many kaitautoko, how many supporters does the kaupapa have? I know you've got sort of hui going on across the country and challenges, but how many people have joined this mahi with you, Voice Whakarongo Mai?
That's a good question. I know our petition has had over 4,000 signatures, but in terms of numbers, it's hard to say. You know, I feel like if people come out, they hear our kōrero, they'll all be supporters, because we all want our country to be a safe where all our tamariki and rangatahi are given childhoods that they want to remember, not traumatic memories that they have to struggle through as adults.
Well, we certainly wish you well and hope that your tono is picked up by those who can help. Obviously, you're committed to people who find themselves in care, that their whakapapa, their culture, their language, etc., is acknowledged. And as you've touched on, you know, some have tremendous potential, just really haven't been given an opportunity through circumstances not of their own making, eh?
Aye, that's it. You know, they all deserve to belong, and they all deserve to feel they belong. That's not the reality for our babies. So, yeah, something's got to be done.
I've enjoyed talking with you again. Thanks very much for sharing some kōrero with us today, Tupua.
Kia ora, thank you.
Tēnā koe, thank you.